Before going on to our next question, I want to remind everyone of our mailing addresses so you can send your questions or comments. You can email us at answersfromthebook@gmail.com or send us a letter at Charles Carter, 462 West Main Street, Franklinville, North Carolina, 27248. Now, let's look at our next question. If you are a Christian, besides praying and reading the Bible, how can you develop a better relationship with the Lord? That is a very good question. I'm encouraged that you are a Christian with a relationship with the Lord, but that you desire to have an even better relationship with Him. I'm thankful to see that you realize that reading God's Word in prayer is part of the believer's life. If we turn to Matthew 5:6, we can start to search for the answer to your question. Matthew 5:6 says, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." By having that hunger and thirst for the Lord and His Word, it is pleasing to the Lord, and this is vital to spiritual growth as a Christian. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." It is important to not only read the Word, but study it. Meditate and digest the Word of God. Make it part of your life. Make it part of you. And then we turn to prayer. In 1 John 1:9 it says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Prayer is so important to the believer's relationship with the Lord. I encourage you to pray often. Before you read God's Word, pray. Before you make any decision, pray. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." The Lord wants to be involved in every facet of our lives. Our prayer life should also include worship of our blessed Savior. Psalm 113:3 says, "From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised." So we can see that to have communion with Christ, we must have a good prayer life. Now with these three essential things, reading the Word, studying the Word, and prayer, we have a great foundation for a healthy relationship with the Lord. The Lord wants to have a close relationship with us. James 4:8 says, "Draw nigh unto the Lord, to God, and He will draw nigh to you." We are told also in Hebrews 13:15-16, "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. But to do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased." So we see that the Lord wants us to be close to Him. He wants to be close to us. And with that worship and service to Himself, we can please our Lord. Now finally, in 2 Timothy 4:2, the Scripture says we are to preach the Word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. As you read and learn God's Word, be ready to share its truths with others, so they may too be encouraged to have a good relationship with the Lord.